We begin the shir in Likutei Halachos, Hilchos Tainis, Halacha Dalet, towards the end of paragraph 14 in our Likutei Halachos. It's page 391, the left-hand column, about halfway down the page. We dedicate today's shir for a complete refuah shleima for Rav Chaim Edmon Ben Rachel. One of our close friends in New York, Nathan Rudy, has been generous to dedicate. This is the third shir that's being dedicated for a complete refuah shleima for Rav Chaim Edmon Ben Rachel. Today also there are a number of important yahrzeits. One of them is Rav Yitzchak Mendel Rothenberg. He was a very close friend of my rabbi, Rabbi Rosenfeld's father. And when Rav Rosenfeld's father passed away, he sort of took over that position, in a sense, of being a father figure to Rav Rosenfeld. And he was a Breslov Chassid. I believe he was originally from Poland. And he got to know many of the older Breslovers from Uman, from Ukraine. He was close to Reb Shmuel Horowitz and others. And he lived on the Lower East Side in New York in his later years. And Rav Rosenfeld would invite him. He would come to all the yard sites, the yard site of Rabbi Nachman, Rav Nosson. He was the Bal Tefila for Musaf Rosh Hashanah when we had our Breslov Minyan in Brooklyn. His name is Rav Yitzchok Menachem Rav Yisrael Yechiel. His yahrzeit is today. In addition, a young man who passed away who got sick during his Sheva Brachas and passed away shortly afterwards, his name was Rav Moshe Eisenmesser Olav Hashon. His full name is Rav Moshe Yaakov Ben Chaim Akiva HaKohen. He was an outstanding young man, studied in Mir Yeshiva and very high aptitude, extremely well-liked by all of his rabbis, all of his friends. And he became a kuruv to Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Avracha. And he was like a Rosh Chabura. He was the leader of the pack during the time that my brother-in-law, Rav Chaim Kramer, and others were part of a group of Talmidim of my father-in-law. They were young teenagers. And he was the leader of the group. He was like a right hand to Rav Rosenfeld. He was a Kohen, a Chazan, a Talmud Chacham, tremendous qualities. And unfortunately, he suddenly took ill during his Sheva Brachas and passed away. And it was an incredible, powerful blow to Rav Rosenfeld to lose such a diamond. His yahrzeit is also today. In addition, today, Hey Yor, is the day that Rabbi Nachman left the city of Breslov and went to Uman to spend the last 5 months of his life before he would pass away. And this was a very momentous occasion because Rabbi Nachman knew that he was traveling there to prepare to leave the world. And the last 5 months of his life, there was a lot of Torah spoken, the final Rosh Hashanah shir, and preparing for the hundreds of years after his passing away until the coming of Mashiach, when thousands, hundreds of thousands of people possibly would go to Uman to visit his kever, to recite the Tikkun HaKoli there. Today in Eretz Yisrael, the government and others celebrate Yom HaTzmaut, the day that the state of Israel was founded. There are many diverse opinions in Klal Yisrael about this. There are those that celebrate, there are those that mourn. This is our people. This is the nation of Klal Yisrael, which are Rabosi Badeois, they have many different opinions, and the attitude that I saw from Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Avracha, he definitely emphasized that we would certainly be worse off, Chas V'Shalom, if the Arabs were in control of Eretz Yisrael. The fact that Jews are in control now, the fact that thousands of yeshivas and shuls can function, can operate, even though right now we're on a temporary lockdown, but still there are hundreds of thousands, maybe over a million Jews studying Torah, Tefillah, and usually we are able to visit most of the religious sites, that we thank Hashem very much for what is, and we hope and pray that whatever needs to be repaired will be repaired. Okay, let's start. The halacha that we're in the middle of is based on chapter 61 in Likutei Moran. One of the main focuses of that chapter is the concept of Eitzah Tova, being zeicha to the right advice, guidance, direction, to know what to do, that a person shouldn't have any doubts or any wavering, but a clear path, a clear direction. And we were speaking about Yaakov Avinu versus Esav. That was the last part of our discussion. We'll pick up from where we left off, a little bit further down than half of the column, the left-hand column, on page 391. Rav Nosson Zal says, Bimtza, based on what we were saying recently, we see Sheshem Yaakov, Mikra Be'es Sheyesh Lo Yadayin Milchama Im Esav. That the name Yaakov implies, as we mentioned in the previous year, Ekev. Ekev means the heel of the foot. It refers to when the Jewish people have not yet been completely successful in battling the opposing forces of Esav. Dehainu, kishemizgabrim olav adayin besfekois ve'etzois hafuchois menoemes. This refers to a period in time when we're still experiencing a battle against doubt, against the wrong type of advice, Shehin Bechinas Atzas Goyim, which is referred to as the advice of the other nations. And now Rav Nosson Zal says, Vezeh Bechinas Vateka Kaf Yerech Yaakov. And this is what the Pasuk is referring to when it speaks about Yaakov Avinu encountering the angel of Esav and going through a battle with him. And at one point, the angel of Esav strikes Yaakov Avinu in his leg, in his thigh, and causes him to be temporarily crippled. Shenoga bayarchen varaglin. The angel affected, struck the thigh, the legs. Hainu beho Esav, which means the ability to have clear advice and guidance. We saw previously, Rav Nosson Zal quoted a famous pasuk in the Chumash, where it refers to the Jewish nation being close to Moshe Rabbeinu, and it says, V'ho'om asher beraglecha, the nation which is at your feet. And Rashi says, Ha'cholchem acharat soscha. It doesn't mean literally at your feet, it means they follow your advice, your guidance, your direction. So we see that the feet, the legs, represent Eitzah. And when the angel struck the leg of Yaakov Avinu, it means he struck a blow to the Jewish nation, that there would be a, this, as we'll see soon, Shaydezer Arichas HaGolus. This is part of what caused the long exile. Shehu Vesoy Vateka Kayodua Kamashukosa Vesoyer HaKodesh, which is hidden, the hidden message, in the fact that it says here, he struck the leg of Yaakov Avinu. The Zohar Kodesh, in that parsha, I believe it's Parshas Vayishlach, goes into a major discussion to show how that battle between Yaakov Avinu and the angel of Esav, and Yaakov Avinu getting hurt in the legs, was what represented what would come in the future. That even though we would have a Beis HaMikdash, two Beis HaMikdashes, it would eventually be destroyed by Esav, by the Romans, by other nations, by Nebuchadnezzar, and we would experience long exile. And now he says, "Kama shekosav b'Zohar HaKadosh, al pasuk al kain lo yoichlu b'nei Yisrael es gidan osher." The Zohar HaKadosh expounds on this pasuk, which says that as a result of this angel of Esav crippling Yaakov Avinu and striking him in that part of the body, therefore we do not eat the gid hanosha, the sinew in the thigh of an animal, a kosher animal. We abstain from eating that gid hanosha. Why? Ki noga bekaf yerech Yaakov, because the angel struck Yaakov Avinu in that part of the body. Shehi merames al Tisha B'Av. That's alluding to the fast of Tisha B'Av. She'oz nechrav habeis hamikdash, which is when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. The kodesh kodoshim, and also the Holy of Holies in the Beis HaMikdash, Shemishom Kol HaEitzos, which is the source of all guidance and advice and direction for Klal Yisrael. I remember hearing from Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Levracha, that this pasuk, take a look again at the pasuk, Al Kein Lo Yoichlu B'nei Yisrael Es Gid Hanoshe. There's a famous statement in the Gemara, in Tainus, where the Gemara says that there is nothing in the Gemara, in the Torah Shebaal Peh, that's not hinted to, that doesn't have a source in the written Torah, in the Chumash. So that, for example, the four fast days that we fast to remember the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, which are Tisha B'Av, Asara B'Teves, Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, and Tzom Gedalia are all alluded to in this pasuk. The word Hanoshe is the same letters as the word Hashana, of the year. Alkein lo yochlu b'nei Yisrael. Therefore, the Jews do not eat. Which days of the year? The word S makes up the first letters of Tisha of, the ninth of Av. And now the word Gid, the Gimel, is three. It represents the third day of Tishrei, which is the fast of Gedalia, Tzom Gedalia. The Yud is 10. That represents the 10th of Teves, Asara B'Teves. And Gimel Yud Dalet, 3 plus 10 plus 4 is 17, which represents the 17th of Tammuz. Therefore, the Jews do not eat on Tisha B'Av, Tzom Gedalia, Asara B'Teves, Asara B'Tammuz of the year. V'zeh B'chinas, back inside, V'zeh B'chinas, this is also what's alluded to in a pasuk in Tehillim, where David HaMelech speaks about all of his opponents. He says, Oichel lachmi, the people who I fed, the people who ate my bread, higdil olai okay, and then they became my opponents. They attacked me at the heels of my foot. They rose up against me. So again, this pasuk combines two issues, the eating and the attack on the legs. Because as we learned earlier, when there's a lack of faith in the rabbis, nifgam ho'achila, then our eating becomes damaged. And as a result, sho'olim ha'moisrois. And as a result of that, when we eat, instead of the food having only positive effects on us, there are vapors that result from the digestion of the food that go up to the brain and cloud the brain. They don't allow the brain to think properly. And as a result of this, we don't have clear thinking. We cannot come up with the right eitzer. And we said before, the eitzer is associated with the feet. However, shortly afterwards, first the angel hurt Yaakov Avinu, but afterwards, his Gaber Ol of Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu overcame this angel, v'nitzach es hamalach, and he defeated the angel. Ad shelo hinichoi lotzeis mimenu, ad shehoi b'loya l'brochas, to the point where Yaakov Avinu took control of this angel, and he refused to release him, to allow him to go back up to heaven, until the angel affirmed. But in the end, Yaakov Avinu got the blessings, and here the angel of Esav gave his affirmation to that, the Koro Shmoi Yisroel. And the angel declared he gave Yaakov Avinu a new name, Yisroel, to show Ki Soriso Im Elokim V'Im Anoshim V'Tuchal, because you battled against an angel and against people, and you were successful. Haynu Shezocho L'Natzeach HaMelchama. This tells us that Yaakov Avinu, in the end, succeeded in winning the battle, ad shezocho lemoichin shleimin, to the point where he was zeicha to have perfection of the brain, clarity of mind, shehein bechinas Yisroel, which is included in the name Yisroel, which the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us is ois yois li roish. I have a head, I have a brain, to me is a brain, kayodua, as is known in Sifrei Kabbalah. This tells us that Yaakov Avinu, when he defeated the angel, he was zeicha to perfection of Eitzel, Shehein Iker Tachlis HaChochma V'Amoichin, which is the ultimate purpose and success of all knowledge. V'zehu, and this is why Yaakov Avinu, when he's about to pass away, he tells his sons, Hikovtsu, gather together, Vishimu, and hear, listen to me, Bnei Yaakov, you sons of Yaakov. Batchila, at first, Heim Bnei Yaakov. They're called, Heim Bebechinas Yaakov. They're associated with Yaakov. Bebechinas Raglin, the feet. Sheshom Chalukas HaEitzah, which is where the direction, the advice is split, it's divided, it's not clear. Utzrichin milchama gedoyla, and it requires a major battle, lehischazek betfila v'tachnunim, for a person to really work very hard, praying and pleading with Hashem, ad shezoyche l'shleimus eitza, till the person succeeds in arriving at perfection of eitza, knowing exactly what to do. Al came therefore his hiram, Yaakov Avinu warned his children, he kavtsu, gather together, she yiskavtsu v'yiskabru yachad, you must gather together and unite together. In ki ikur hatikun shel ha'etza, ki alidei hizchabrus v'hasholoim v'ho'ava shebein ha'chaverim. Because the main perfection of Eitza, in order for children or students to be able to know what the right thing to do is, what the right direction to go in is, it requires that there be love and unity and peace between them. They must unite. And the pasuk continues, Yaakov Avinu says, gather together and listen, sons of Yaakov. And then he repeats, and listen to your father Yisrael. Because by gathering together and uniting and having a genuine peace and love between you, through this, you will rise up from the level of Yaakov, which is associated with Ekev, the heel of the foot, to the level of Yisrael, which is Li Roish. You'll go all the way up, you'll rise up to the top, to clarity of mind. Shehu Bechinas Shleimus Hamoichin. The name Yisrael represents perfection of the mind. Shehu Shleimus Ha'etza, which means perfection of Etza, having a clear understanding of knowing exactly what decision to make, what direction to take. And again, we're learning this during the days of Sfira Soimer, when we mourn the death of the 24,000 students of Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara says that Rabbi Akiva was either equal to or greater than Moshe Rabbeinu in Chachma. In prophecy, Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest. It says no one rose up to match Moshe Rabbeinu in prophecy. But the Gemara says, but that implies in something else, there is someone that was equal to him or superior, which was Rabbi Akiva. And because Rabbi Akiva was so great, he represented a gathering of light, of trillions of watts of light. And in order for that light to be able to be transmitted, passed down to his students, they needed vessels to be able to receive that light. And 24,000 isn't enough if they are separate. What Rabbi Nizal teaches us in the final shiur that Rabbi Nachman gave in Likutei Moran, on the last Rosh Hashanah of his life, chapter 8 in the second half of Likutei Moran, Rabbi Nachman shows there that just like in Halacha, if you have 100 people or 1,000 people, but they're in different rooms, they cannot combine to form a minyan. You cannot say Kaddish, you cannot say Amen Yehi Shmei Rabbah, but the minute you get 10 people together in one place, united, they can say all the holy things, Kaddish, Kedusha, everything. So here again, Rabbi Nachman explained that in order to be able to receive a lot of light, you need vessels. 24,000 students, if they're not connected, they represent 24,000 cups. They needed trillions of times more vessels than that to be able to receive the light that their rabbi, Rabbi Akiva, was broadcasting. And the only way to generate those trillions of vessels was if they would unite. Because the Sefer Yetzirah tells us, when you have two objects, they can form two combinations. I have, let's say, A and B. They can be formed to AB or BA. When you have three objects, they can form six combinations. Four objects, 24 combinations. This is called factorial. When they're united, when they're together, and the minute the numbers climb to 10, 11, it goes into the billions and trillions. And Rabbi Nachman explains, therefore, when there's unity among students, a group of 10 or 15 students can generate trillions of vessels to be able to receive the high level light that their rabbi is transmitting. But here, because there was a lack of unity, a lack of mutual respect, and Rabbi Akiva was still broadcasting that incredible light, they got blown up. They got blown to smithereens. And Rabbi Nachman, shortly before he passed away, he said to his students that you're shlamazels, many of you, but if you will stick together, I can make you into tzaddikim, complete tzaddikim like myself. He also emphasized this unity among the students. And the Arizal, we know, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, we had this previously, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, who was a student of Rabbi Akiva. After those 24,000 students passed away, we're told that Rabbi Akiva didn't give up. Person loses all of his students just about. He started again, and he was Makariv five outstanding students, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Rabbi Yehuda, and from those five, most of what we have today, our Torah Sheba'al Peh, is what we received from those five students of Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai stressed to his students that our success, where my rabbi was not successful, and we will have greater success in revealing secrets of Torah, in being able to document the Zohar HaKodesh, the holy light, the secrets of Kabbalah, is because Anan b'chavivus atalya, we are united. There's tremendous unity and love between us. Even though he, at one point he had a group of six students, an elite group, that was enough. The fact that they were united, they were able to generate the billions of vessels that were needed to be able to receive the great light. The Arizal, we're told, emphasized this to his students also. The Arizal at one point told his students, on an Erev Shabbos, we are ready to receive Moshiach now. And he said to them, we're going to make a trip. They were in Tzfas, we're going to go to Yerushalayim, and there we'll be able to welcome the Moshiach. And it's brought that an argument broke out among the wives of his students. And as soon as the Arizal became aware of it, he said, we just lost it. In this generation, in our generation, the Moshiach will no longer be able to come. We blew it because of a lack of unity and ahava. And my own rabbi, Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Levracha, emphasized this very often. He would stress to his own students, he would always say, if only we could be that group to be able to have genuine ahava and achdus among us, we could see the coming of Mashiach. Because although the Gemara says in one place that if the entire Jewish nation would observe two Shabbases, Mashiach would come. And there's another source where it says even one Shabbos, the Zohar HaKodesh says in one place that if one Beit Knesset or one location, it uses the words Beit Knishta Chada or Masa Chada, will have genuine unity among them in serving Hashem, Moshiach will come. We should be Zeicha. We should be Zeicha. Let's finish the next paragraph and then we'll have questions if it's okay. Paragraph Tesvav. And this is why we find that when Yaakov Avinu is speaking to his children right before he passes away, and he's about to bless each one of them, he reprimands the first three. Shenimshichu achar etzois loitoivois. And he reprimands them specifically about the fact that they followed the wrong advice. They followed the advice of their Yetzirah, their evil inclination. But Omar LeRuvain, Yaakov Avinu says to his Bechor, his firstborn son, Ruvain, Pachas Kamayim Al Toisa. Pachas means you were quick, you were too hasty in making a decision. When Rachel Imenu passed away, and during the time that Rachel Imenu and Leah, her sister, were both alive, and Yaakov Avinu was married to both of them, and yet Yaakov Avinu was much closer to Rachel. It was the bed of Rachel Imenu that was in the tent of Yaakov Avinu most of the time. When Rachel Imenu passed away, and then Rachel's maidservant, Bilhah, her bed was moved into the tent of Yaakov Avinu, We're told that Reuven saw this and he was very upset. What do you mean? I mean, between Rachel and Leah, they were sisters. And if Yaakov Avinu made a decision to have Rachel, but now to move in the maidservant, Bilhah, her, instead of my mother, Leah, so he went ahead and interfered. He went ahead and changed. Instead of Bilhah's bed being in the tent of Yaakov Avinu, he moved in his mother's bed, Leah. And Yaakov Avinu says, Pachas, you acted b'chipozon, you acted in haste, you made a mistake. Ki lo yechoyso atzosoy toivo mashe bilbel yitzui of it. Because Reuven's decision to interfere in Yaakov Avinu's affairs on this level was a mistake. Shenid meloy shehu eitzah toivah. It seemed to Reuven that he was doing the right thing. Lidboya el boyimoy, to stand up for the shame of his mother. As we find the Gemara says, Reuven said, im achois imi hois atzorolimi. If my mother's sister was competition for her, that maybe I could handle. But the maid? No way. Abu Be'emes lo yhoisa toiva. But the truth is, Reuven was not correct. Ki tzrichin leyashev atzmoy harbe. A person has to think a lot, really think carefully, and spend time thinking things through. Imlasa is dover kozer, whether to do such a thing, whether to interfere with Yaakov Avinu, one of the three forefathers of the Jews. And now Rav Nosson Zal says, and this is extremely important, kizeh tzrichin leida. This is something that all of us really need to know. Sheho etzo ho amitis lahatzliach al yodo lo netzach, that for real, true, accurate advice, by which a person could achieve eternal success, tzrichin liyashev atzmoy harbe. In order for a person to get to that, a person has to really think a lot. It doesn't come quickly. It's not fast food. Ulevakesh ulehischanein harbe harbe l'Hashem Yisborach, and to plead and beg Hashem a lot, days, months, years of praying to Hashem, pleading and begging Hashem, sheyizke le'etzos shlemos, for the person to be worthy of getting to the real correct advice, sheyizke al yodom la'achris toy, by which the person will be zeche to, will be privileged to have a good, real eternal success. V'alkein so'ak dover ha'melech olav ha'shom, and this is why King David screams and cries out to Hashem many times. Ad ono oshis eitzos benafshi. How long am I going to be involved in seeking the proper advice for my soul? V'chulu, etc. Shemuvan mise, we can understand from this pasuk and from other pasukim like this, shoyochoshev kol yom of eitzos harbe, that Dovid HaMelech was involved throughout his entire life searching for and thinking about what's really the right thing to do. Should I do this? Should I not do this? Should I say this? Should I not say it? And it was difficult for Dovid HaMelech to get to the right advice, to get to really know what the right thing to do is in many situations. The Alkein Tzoak, and therefore he cries out to Hashem, Ad Ono Oshis Eitzos, how long is it going to take me to get to the right advice? The Alkein Kintaroi, and this is why Yaakov Avinu reprimanded Reuven, Pachas Kamayim, you were quick, you ran in haste like rushing waters. Kiloi Hoyoloi Lemaher Kol Kach Leitzo Kazois. Reuven shouldn't have jumped so quickly to make such a decision, such an incredible decision, to interfere in his father's most personal affairs. There's a pasuk in Tehillim, I believe it's in chapter 103, 104, approximately in that area, where Dovid HaMelech makes a statement. He speaks about, he's discussing the Jews and the Erev Rav and those, and he uses that same terminology, miharu, they acted quickly, loichikul atzosai. They didn't wait for the right etzah. And Rav Nosson Zal, there are letters in Rav Nosson Zal's collection of letters, Alam Letrufa. There are a few letters there which I've marked off, I've underlined in my book, where Rav Nosson Zal speaks about this topic. And he puts so much emphasis on this. How many people are quick to offer advice and quick to make decisions, and they don't realize that it's a terrible mistake. That especially now that we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, we don't have the Holy of Holies, we're in a time of spiritual darkness. In order for a person to know what the right thing to do is, it requires careful thinking and a lot of prayer and trying to get close to true tzaddikim who can help guide a person and help a person interpret the Torah correctly and try to come up with the right decisions. V'chein kinter Shimon v'Levi, and so too Yaakov Avinu reprimanded, rebuked his two sons, Shimon and Levi. And he said, B'soidom al tovoi nafshi, in their secrets, in their secret conversations, I don't want to be present. I have no part in it. And it's referring to Hainu Ba'atzosom. This is referring to the things that they planned. When they planned to murder all the people in the city of Shechem. When they planned, they were the main ones who planned to kill Yosef HaTzadik. Al Tovoi Nafshi, do not include me. I'm not included in that, Yaakov Avinu said. Ki gam heim loy hoiso atzosom yofer. Because they too, some of their ideas, some of the decisions that they made were not so nice. And then when Yaakov Avinu gets to Yehuda, his fourth son, Avol Yehuda, ato yoiducho achecho. Whereas you, Yehuda, you are the praiseworthy one of your brothers. The word yoiducho means praiseworthy, but the word Yehuda also means ki Yehuda hoida v'loy boish. Yehuda confessed. He wasn't ashamed. He wasn't embarrassed to admit that he made a mistake. She'al ze nemar ato yoiducho achecho, k'mo yishom Rabbi Seinuzal. The Gemara says that this is what Yaakov Avinu was referring to when he said, Yehuda, you were the one who set an example for all your brothers in having the ability to humble yourself and to admit your mistake. And now Rav Nosson Zal explains. He gives us incredible advice on one of the things we can do to be worthy of receiving proper advice and guidance from Hashem and from Tzadikim. Hainu ki ze ikar ho etzo ha-amitis. This is the real true advice. She yoide al chetoi, for a Jew to look carefully at oneself, for us to really examine ourselves carefully, to make cheshbon ha-nefesh all the time, to review everything we've done in our relationship with Hashem, in our relationship with our families and friends. And if we come across, if we realize that we've made mistakes, to admit our mistakes, v'lo yevosh, not to be embarrassed to say, I realized I was wrong, I shouldn't have said that, I shouldn't have done that. V'yevakesh tomid me'ashem yizborach rachamim v'tachnunim, and to beg and plead with Hashem, she'yimcholoi, that Hashem should forgive me for all the mistakes that I've made, v'yisaknehu be'etzo shlema, and Hashem should give me clear advice and guidance. Eich lo shuv elav yisporech. How to do a proper tshuva, how to really correct all the mistakes that I've made. Shezeh haderech Yisrael Yehuda. Yehuda was one of the first ones to carve out this path. Al yedei she'omad benisoyon. By standing up to the test. Ve'eis she'omro. When Yehuda had relations with his daughter-in-law, with Tamar. And when Tamar said, Hakerna, when Tamar became pregnant, and they knew she wasn't married at the time, which means they felt that she had committed a sin of illegal relations, and she came before a court of law at the time, of which Yehuda was one of the judges. And she said, she brought the stick and the seal, and she said, please recognize who these belong to. And Yehuda saw this, and he knew that he was the one who had given her these articles, He was the one who actually had relations with her. The kibel olav elbayn kozer. And Yehuda took upon himself this shame and embarrassment of admitting that he was the one. Ki yoshbu shom shame ve'ever ve'yitzchak ve'yakoy. Because the leading rabbis of the generation were present at that court, at that session. Shem ve'ever, who were the leading rabbis of the generation, and Yitzchak and Yaakov, K'mayshom Rabbi Sinazar, as our rabbis tell us. V'hu hoidor v'loy boish bifneihem. And Yehuda admitted, he was not ashamed to admit in front of all of these rabbis that I am the one, I'm the one who had relations with her. V'goram l'ra'uvein sheyoyde gamken. And as a result of Yehuda admitting his mistake, the Torah says he made it easier for his brother Reuven to admit his, to say his confession. And it's as a result of this humility that Yehuda showed that he was privileged, that the kingdom of David HaMelech came forth from him. Ad sheyovoi Moshiach mizara, to the point where we know that Moshiach will be from the descendants of Yehuda. It's brought that the word is a pasuk, V'hoyo Hashem lemelech al kol oretz, that when Moshiach comes, Hashem will be recognized as king over the entire world. So the Sifrei Kabbalah tells us, V'hoyo Hashem lemelech. Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei, is placed upon the king, which is Yehuda. The word Yehuda has Yud Kei Vav Kei in it, plus the letter Dalet, which stands for David HaMelech, the leader of the kingdom of Moshiach. She'ikr Shleimus Ho'etzo Al Yodoy, where the highest degree of perfection of Eitzo will be through Moshiach. Kihu Yamshich Eitzois Amukois Ko'ela Ba'olam, because Moshiach will introduce deep, profound advice into the world, which will enable, empower the entire world to do tshuva by the advice, the etzos that Moshiach will reveal. And this is why Yaakov Avinu continues in his blessing to Yehuda, Yishtachavu lecha b'nei avicha. All of your brothers, all of your siblings will bow to you, meaning, shekol hamalucha toshuv l'beis David. This is telling us that in the end, the entire kingdom of the Jewish nation will return to the family of David HaMelech. Sheyisached HaMalchus. The kingdom will be reunited. We mentioned yesterday that at one point there was a split in the kingdom. 10 tribes left the kingdom of David HaMelech. But now it's telling us that in the end they're going to be reunited. Bechinas, as it says, V'lo yechotzu l'shtei mamlochesoi. The Jewish nation will never again be split into two kingdoms. This also refers to the uniting of our thinking. There will no longer be split decision where a person doesn't know what to do. Should I do this or that? There'll be no more this or that. There'll be clarity, complete clarity. Dehainu tikun ho'etza. And this is why Yaakov Avinu continues. Lo yosur shevet miYehuda. No tribe will leave Yehuda. The word shevet means tribe. The word shevet also means a pen. Hainu b'chinas shevet ha-sofer. This refers to the stick of the scribe, meaning b'chinas ribui ha-sforim shel ha-Torah k'dosho. This is alluding to the many holy books of the Torah. Shehu b'chinas tikun ho-eitzo kanal, which is part of the tikun ho-eitzo. We learned earlier that when there's a lack of respect for rabbis, then their books are ignored. They're considered, we don't need their books. Who needs their sfarim, chas v'shon? And the tikkun, when there's a tikkun of emunas chachamim, when people start believing and respecting the rabbis properly, then suddenly we have hundreds and thousands of books that clarify the Torah for us, that give us clearer and a clearer understanding of what Hashem actually wants from us. V'zehu, and the pasuk continues, V'zehu u'mechoykek mibein raglav. Also referring to that no Jews will leave between the legs of Yehuda. All of them, mechoykek means an engravement, an inscription. Hainu HaTorah. This again refers to the Torah, Shemishom Kol HaEitzos, from which all true advice comes. V'zehu U'mechoykek Mibein Raglov, Sheyamshich Eitzos HaTorah Lebechinas Raglin. This is telling us that in the end, Moshiach will be able to draw advice down to the lowest places, to the legs, L'chol HaMadregas HaTachtoinos, to the Akev, to the heel of the feet. Dahainu Sheberchu Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu blessed Yehuda, Shelo Yosur Shevet Mizar Oy. Hainu Shevet Sofer, that no Shevet, the Shevet will not leave his descendants. Hainu Shevet Sofer, referring again to the pen of the scribe. Hainu Ribui Hasforim Shel HaTorah. This refers specifically to the many holy books of the Torah, Hakdosha, Sheyisrabu Hasforim Al Yedei Zaroi. There'll be many Sforim written by the descendants of Yehuda, the descendants of King David. We know that the Baal Shem Tov, for example, I believe Rashi HaKodesh was a descendant of David HaMelech, and many other leading authors of holy Sforim were descendants of David HaMelech, including the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov, Rabbi Nachman, were descendants of David HaMelech, and we know that from the Baal Shem Tov and from all of his students, we have hundreds and thousands of Sifrei Chassidus, Sha'al Yodon Yizgalu Eitzoy Samukos, and it's through them, through these holy books, that will be revealed deep advice, She'yo'iru Lebechinas Raglin, which will shine light into the legs, into the feet, L'chol HaMadregos HaTachtoinos, to the lowest places. We know that the generation that we are living in today is called Ikvasa de Mashiach, the footsteps of Moshiach. Ik Ekev means footsteps, and Ekev also means, again, the bottom of the feet. We're at the end. B'chinas u'mechoykek mibein raglov. And then Yaakov Avinu continues, Ad ki yovoi shiloi, until Moshiach will come. One of the names of Moshiach is Shiloi, and the Zohar HaKadosh says, Do Moshe Moshiach. This refers to Moshe Rabbeinu, who is also an aspect of Moshiach. The word Shilo is Bigematria Moshe. Kial Yedei Eilu Ho'etzos HaKadoshos, because it's through this holy advice and guidance, Sheyu Nimshochim Ad HaRaglin, which will be broadcasted to the entire Jewish nation, even to the feet, L'chol HaMadregos HaTachtonis Moed, even to the lowest levels, even to the people who are furthest away from Hashem, the people who are on the lowest spiritual levels, this light will be broadcasted even to them, Al Yidei Zeh Yoshuvu Yisroel Hashem Yisborach. Through this, the Jews will return to Hashem. Al Yidei Zeh Yovoi Shiloi. And through this, Shiloi will come, Shehu Moshe Moshiach, who is Moshe Rabbeinu Moshiach, Shehu Pele Yoyetz, who is called the wondrous advisor, Shemimenu Nimshochim Kol Ho'etzos HaMitios, from whom all true advice, the real true advice, will come forth. One short item I'd like to add before we open up for questions. I heard from my Rebbe Rav Rosenfeld Zichron Levrach, he once mentioned that in the Gemara, in one place, there's a debate between four schools as to what the name of Moshiach will be. The Gemara says that in the yeshiva of Rabbi Menachem, they said that the name of Moshiach will be Menachem. And they brought proof from a pasuk in the prophets where it says Moshiach will be the one to console us. Menachem means to console. Then it says in the yeshiva of Rabbi Shiloh, they said that the name of Moshiach will be Shiloh. As it says in this pasuk we just quoted, Ad ki yovoi Shiloi. In the yeshiva of Rabbi Yanai, they said that Moshiach's name will be Yanai, and they quoted another pasuk, Lifnei Shemesh Yinoin Shemoi. His name will be Yinoin. And then in the yeshiva of Rabbi Cheskiah, they said that the name of Moshiach will be Cheskiah, and they brought proof from where they brought it. The Vilna Gaon looked at this Gemara, and the Vilna Gaon said, take a look at these four names, these four yeshivas. Menachem, Shiloi, Yanai, Cheskia, the first letters make up the word Moshiach, implying that they're all part of Moshiach. And when Klal Yisrael will unite, then we'll have the real Mashiach. The more that we work at this, at eliminating, putting aside our differences as much as we possibly can, and each Jew feeling a genuine love and respect and caring for every other Jew, Hashem will give us the final Yeshua, and Hashem will give us the Eitzos, the clarity to know what to do, what we need to do now to get there. Okay, any questions, please?
Rav Nosson Zal says that through Mashiach giving, drawing advice to people, till they'll be able to do tshuva through this, I thought once Mashiach comes, there won't be an option to do tshuva.
You're right, there is such a thing that after Mashiach arrives, it seems that there's before, during, and after, in a sense. Rav Nosson Zal isn't really making it crystal clear here, but there definitely is this concept of Mashiach revealing and bringing a light to the world that'll get everybody. It says, "V'lo yikasamim," that to him all nations will gather. So there is an implication that there's going to be a light that's going to be introduced to the world by the coming of Mashiach, which is going to get everybody to be chozer b'tshuva, everybody that can, possibly still. I don't know the exact timeline, the exact how it's going to work, but definitely there is this concept. We know that, again, all the tzaddikim leading up to Mashiach are trying to do this. The Zohar HaKadosh stresses, we just said it this morning in Shachas, Uvo letzion goyel uleshoveh feshev Yaakov. The Redeemer will come to Tzion, referring to Mashiach, the final Redeemer, uleshoveh feshev Yaakov, and to get all the poishim to do tshuva. That's going to be part of his mission. Number one, the more we do tshuva before Mashiach comes, that's what's going to get Mashiach to come. But it seems that could be even upon his arrival, there still will be some opportunity for this tshuva.
Thank you.
If it's okay, I'd like to start the next paragraph. You know, we pause in the middle of a paragraph, but this is so special. This is one of the topics, one of the main topics in Breslov and in Yiddishkeit. Unfortunately, in many places, in many religious circles, they don't talk about this, and they certainly don't highlight it. And we find that when the Gemara speaks about David HaMelech, one of the special things we're told about David HaMelech is that he got up at midnight. That was his service of Hashem, started at midnight. And in the Shulchan Aruch, on page 1 of Orach Chaim, when it speaks about the laws of getting, waking up, a Jew waking up, it says that those people who are really religious, they try to get up at midnight to say the special prayers and to do the Avodah then. And Rav Nosson Zal speaks about this in Likud Halachos, maybe in 20, 30 different places. Beautiful, fabulous discussions and explanations of why this is so special and what it's all about. This is one of them. And everything we're learning about here is all related to the incredible significance of waking up at midnight, lehisabel al churban beis hamikdash, to mourn the destruction of the beis hamikdash, velasoik batoira, and to study Torah at that time. And this is something very important. I heard this, I've seen this in the Likutei Halachos, and I heard it from Reb Michal Dorfman, Zichrono Livracha, that there are two, those that wake up at Chatzot, in general, Yiddishkeit is broken out into two major sections, Torah and Tefillah. And the Avodah of Chatzot, as the Arizal discusses it, and the Zohar HaKadosh, all is farm, is also two major factors, two major ingredients. One is the special prayers, and number two is the Torah, studying Torah at that time. Because these two must go together. Either one without the other one is considered incomplete, like a husband and wife, like the sun and the moon. Rav Nosson Zal explains now, Ki oyer yoim merameis al hagula, because the light of day represents redemption, when the world will be filled with light. V'cheshkas laila, and the darkness of night, merameis al hagolus, alludes to the period when the Jews are in exile, when we're not in our land, and when the Torah is not the guide that's guiding the entire Jewish nation. Kayadua, as is known throughout all the holy books, Kamuva Beferish Rashi come upon him. And as Rashi points this out in many places throughout the Tanakh, V'ikroho Eitzo Tzrichem Bebechinas Cheshkas Laila. And the most important time when we need guidance and direction and advice is at night. Dahinu Be'ez HaGolus, meaning when we're in exile. When we were living in Eretz Yisrael, when we had the Beis HaMikdash, when we had all the great prophets and everything, then things were clearer. Now that we're in exile, now it's thousands of years that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, and we don't have the Moshe Rabbeinu, we don't have the prophets of the past. And the true tzaddikim, even that are living today, are very hidden. This is when we need guidance the most. V'al kein, and therefore, mevakshin betfilas arvis daika. Therefore, it's specifically in the nighttime prayer, the tefillah of Ma'ariv, that there's a special line in there. V'sakneinu be'etzo toiva milfonecha. Hashem, please provide us with good advice and guidance from you. Ki oz daika tzrichin ho'etzo. Because it's specifically at night, when it's dark, that's when a person needs guidance and direction. And therefore, a Jew should try to get out of sleep at midnight to mourn the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. And by doing this, that person draws upon themselves the holiness of the Beis HaMikdash. Because the Gemara says clearly, Ki kol ha-mis'abel al Yerushalayim zoiche v'roya b'simchasa. Any person who mourns the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash will be privileged to get to see the joy, the light of the Beis HaMikdash. Hainu shemamshichim tikun ho'etzo ha-shlema. This is how we draw upon ourselves perfection of advice and guidance. She'ikoro me'abeis ha-mikdosh m'b'chinas kodesh kodoshim, of which the best source, the most important source from which this true advice comes from is the Beis HaMikdash, the Holy of Holies, as we learned in the previous lesson. V'chein oiskim ba'Torah, and so too we study Torah as part of the Avodah of Chatzos. Shehi Iker Tikun Ho'etza, which is again one of the greatest sources to give us true advice. V'alidei kol zeh mesaknen chalukas ho'etza. And by doing all of this, we repair any division in the Eitza, any split decision. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, v'lo yechotzu l'shtei mamloch esoi, that when Mashiach comes, they will no longer be a divided kingdom. We'll hold it over here for now. We'll continue. The rest of this paragraph is going to clarify much more even this whole concept of darkness and light and clarity and unclarity and how it relates to this special avodah of getting up at midnight. My Rebbe, Reb Michal Dorfman, Zichron Avracha, was one of the Breslovers who would get up every night at Chatzos and say that he would go to the mikveh then, and he would say these special prayers and he would learn then. And I saw that usually when anybody would contact him throughout the day and they would ask him for any important advice or special prayers, he would write down the name of the person, the information, and he would say, okay, very good, Emir Tashem, we'll work on it. And we'll work on it always usually meant at night. That was the special time, the most important prime time, the best time of the day, when he had his Spoidigus also, when he would speak to Hashem, when he would study Torah, and when he felt that was the best opportunity for the prayer to be most successful, number one, and also to be able to, by getting up at that time, which is not an easy thing to do, and praying and studying and going to be able to receive clarity from Hashem, to be able to give the person the guidance that they needed. Any questions, please, before we close? There's a lot more to say about this. Remember, we're studying one page at a time. Each page reveals a lot and gives clarity, but always keep in mind that there's another page and another page. The more we learn, every single page will make things clearer and clearer, and hopefully bring us closer to Hashem, and help us to keep improving, getting better and better in Mitzvah. We should be zeche to absorb of the learning here and to apply it correctly in our lives. Be zeche to all the Yeshuas that we need. Again, a refuah shalema to all those that need it. My brother-in-law, Reb Chaim Kramer, yesterday there was a little bit of a ray of light. A physical therapist came and did physical therapy on his lungs, which is one of the main parts where the body was affected, and they saw immediately a little bit of an improvement. Shem should help that he and all the others in Klal Yisrael that need a refuah should have the complete refuah saguf and refuah sanefesh that all of us need. All the best.
Thank you, Rav Nassim.
Thank you, Rav.
All tov. Rachamat Shlacha.